Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Semprock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Semprock. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harvey Haddix. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn strikes out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is hit by the pitch. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynch moves to third. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata strikes out. One out. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemus hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock is 0 for 1 in the game. Semprock strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Lopata moves to second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lopata moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Rapolsky. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 1 in the game. Haddix bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McMillan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Post takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post moves to third. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Post scores. Two outs. It's Phillies, 1, Reds, 1. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hemus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hemus picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hemus. Bauschi fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bauschi. Crow goes all the way around to score. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Bailey moves to third. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-1 in the game. Haddix takes first base on ball four. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Temple reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. McMillan scores. Haddix goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Reds. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-3 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Ray Semprock. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Lopata to Fernandez, and Bell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Post hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haddix hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Haddix moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopata hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kaczynski pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Kaczynski moves to second. It's 6-2, Reds. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.